kind that looks a bit like a frog you find in the woods. They're brownish, though. And there's a legend, if you pick them up, you'll get warts on your hand, and that toe, tree. You don't have the word toad, or?
No, it's either variety. Why, it's always been a frog to me. Whether somebody could call him a toad if they wanted to.
Okay. You don't have any spring frogs, peepers, or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Now, you want to go fishing, you better take digs from
bait.
Which would probably be
worms.
Any different names, kinds of worms? Talk about.
Yes. The proper worm, if you're going north, is a red worm. To me, it's just an angleworm or a night crawler. Go out in the grass at night with your flashlight and get your night crawlers. And
you wouldn't call a night crawler a dewworm, though.
Well, you could, but.
Nightcrawler came first.
Yeah.
What do you mean, if you're going north, you call it a red worm? I know.
Well, I have friends who go up into Minnesota fishing, and he wanted me to go out to the farm with him and help him find some worms. So I went out, and we started digging, and up comes the worms, and he said, no, they're not the right kind for the bait that I need up north. I want red worms. So I said, do you know where there are any? And he said, well, I have gotten some down here at an old abandoned farmstead. So we went down there and went into a damp place out here and started digging.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the red worms. Now, they're redder in color. They're not as thick and large as a lot of the other worms that we were getting.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he wanted for his particular fishing up there. He gets trout.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me back some once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the difference.
That's what a red worm is.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. How about along the any stagnant bit of water, you might have an insect with rather long
mosquitoes?
Or even a little bit bigger than a mosquito. It looks like it's standing on the water sometimes. Around the swamp.
Dragonfly?
Mm-hmm. They don't call them snake feeders around here.
Well, I have heard that name applied in years gone by, snake feeders or dragonfly.
Might suspect that snake feeder is an older term for dragonfly.
Well, it could be. I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a certain saying that you should only eat a certain kind of seafood in months that have an R in them, like March or April, February. You ever hear that?
No.
Make a stew out of oyster.
Well, that's a new one on me. Yeah. I eat seafood whenever I want to. Whenever.
You ever eat oyster?
Yes, I eat oysters. I like fried oysters.
That's the term. You should always eat oysters in a month that has an R in it.
Is that right?
You ever hear that?
No.
one way of approaching getting you to pronounce the word. That's right. They usually use it. I don't know that, believe it or not. I think you get them when you eat them when you get them.
I do.
You open the closet door and you see a hole in your suit, and out flies an insect.
Moth.
And you might say, there go three
moths.
You ever talk about a moth miller?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, moth miller. You see him, you get him and kill him.
Why you kill him before you kill a moth, or it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing. Out in the lawn in the summer, you see an insect light up at night, in the evening.
Lightning bug.
And insect that stings would be
bee,
or any other kinds, sting.
Well, you got the honeybee and the bumblebee.
You have
wasp.